taking time and listening to the stories of our U.S. ag producers. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. While attending Farm Fest last week in Redwood Falls, Minnesota, I caught up with Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture, Tom Peterson.
Well, great to see you, Keith, and I've seen you many times in the last 3 days. You're kind of like the wind. I see you coming and going, and great to just have you out here doing all the interviews, telling agriculture stories. So great to be with you this morning.
And we have heard a lot of stories out here the last few days, have we not?
We really have, you know, and you know, it's what a great opportunity as commissioner, because you get to talk to farmers from all over the state, get the crop conditions, get what's on their mind, and super helpful. Plus all the businesses, you know, I think that's, you can't downplay that, all the just what they're selling, what they're doing. Are people buying? Are they not buying? So kind of interesting for sure.
I know there's a lot of topics. Weather is one thing. Trade is one thing. Farm bill is another thing. If we can, let's talk a little bit about trade, because that was a lot of talk here as well. We had representatives really from all over the Midwest, as well as some of our trading countries here. Your takeaway from what you've been hearing as far as opening up these trade doors?
Yeah, you know, and so we had delegations here from Mexico, from Africa yesterday, and some different groups. So that's always good to have those folks. We had the new Undersecretary Luke Lindberg here on a panel on his second day on the job. So trade was a big topic yesterday. But I will say, you know, the undercurrent here is that farmers are uneasy about the future. You know, you can see what's even happening this week. Our prices are stagnant. Mediations for July in Minnesota are four times what they were last time. 300 mediation notices sent out to farmers in July. And so we got to get going on moving some of this product. So these agreements are coming. Then the question is, once you get the agreement in place, they still got to buy it.
And we will address that question with your Farm News Updates. I'm Keith Lundberg.